Welcome to the Ember Wing Collective podcast. I'm Kimberly Veer.
And I'm Vicky Tarika.
Yay. Vicky, it is February.
I know.
Yes, it is crazy, right? Monday was Groundhog Day, and it was really interesting. I kind of lived a whole groundhog, like, themed day, like the Groundhog Day themed day, not like a Groundhog Nature Day, but like that whole,
the movie.
We have to repeat the process. Yeah, like I'm waking up and then... waking up every single day in the same thing.
I
had to repeat and finish a whole bunch of loops. And I'm like, okay, we have like wound that concept up way too tightly with Punxsutawney Phil. And then I recorded a podcast and Phyllis was on the podcast. And she's like, well, now they have Punxsutawney Phyllis, who's his wife.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, you're a groundhog's wife. That's fascinating. Apparently, Groundhog's wife lives in somewhere like Florida or something. I don't know. It was a whole thing. But February is a combobulation of energy, right? It is combobulation of energy. And so for today, for our listeners, we're gonna work through some of the energies that are going to go on in February. We have Imbolc. We have Aquarius season and Valentine's Day. We have the Fire Horse arriving. We have Mercury retrograde. We have Black History Month. There is a lot going on. And although we're not going to hit all of those topics, we are going to talk about the ones that make this month feel a little oddly impatient, emotional, and itchy. And so what do you think about all of this, Vicky?
You know, I am aware that, first of all, January felt like a year. And so just seeing the calendar switch over to February was kind of nice because you start planning, or at least I start planning, going, oh, it's almost spring. And that really gets me to Imbolc, which is the season that we are in. And it is a season. This in between winter and spring, it's its own season. And yeah, it does feel very restless. I caught myself saying to my son the other day, I was like, oh, I just can't wait for the warm weather to be here, which is true. And it didn't really honor the fact that this season has importance too. In that moment, I wanted to skip over everything and get to the warmer weather, get to, I don't know what exactly, but instead of really honoring what's here right now in this restless energy that I'm feeling. So yeah. But it's there's energy wanting to start, it's starting to build. Let's put it that way. And Imbolc is really, I think for me, represents this time of becoming directional with that energy. Not taking the steps, you know, and putting it all in motion necessarily, but understanding that it's building and recognizing the building of energy and thinking about where does it need to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in when I look at Imbolc, I look at it as a claiming space for what is waiting to be born, what wants to be born. And I think about it in relation to what goes on the farm. So back when I had cattle, this was the time of year when we were preparing for calving season. Like we tried to calve early up in the year when the goats are bred, which I don't have any. There's no babies coming to the farm this year except for chickens. Like we're going to have baby chickens, which are also going to be here shortly, but
yay.
Baby chickens. But yeah, when we do kitting, a lot of the does are reaching their final parts of their pregnancy during February. And it's all heading into that crazy giving birth time. For me, I'm looking at planting seedlings right now and birthing them in the house so that they get started. So all of those things that are really setting up for the growth of when spring gets here. And I look at we have winter wheat this year. We have wheat planted. Scott has wheat planted. I lease him the land. I put my good vibes and energy behind the crop, but that's not where my involvement with that wheat crop ends until it starts to get harvested. And then I am going to go nab some wheat for my bread this year. Part of my
very cool
goal is to make bread with my sourdough bread with wheat that was actually milled here from the farm. So I
farm
love
to
those
table.
Kind of things.
The
farm
whole
to table immediately.
Perfect.
Farm. It's even better. Field to stomach.
I love it.
But it skips the farm and the table and goes straight from field to stomach. But yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. I've signed up for my bee class. So we're going to be adding bees this year. So that's the energy that is in this moment of claiming the space for all of those things and that are going to happen. It's a very third trimester of the pregnancy kind of time period. Because it isn't really manifesting yet, but it is certainly doing that. And it feels, although it feels very anticipatory, it also can feel really warm and comfortable. And the more safety that you can create now, the easier that really fast-moving train of spring can come around. What do you
right?
think about
it's,
that?
Well, yeah. It's tending. So Imbolc traditionally was associated with Brigid, which is a Celtic goddess of healing, poetry, hearths, and inspiration. And so, you're talking about it. You're in the inspiration of all the activities that you're doing, that you're going to be doing later in the year. You're getting started now with that inspiration energy, birthing, lambing season coming up. And so it is a gestation period where there's a lot of kind of movement underground or in the womb, but it's not here yet. It's not here yet. It's not time to be. It's not, but you still have to tend. You still have to tend to the body before it gives birth. You'd have to tend to the mama, the ewe, the sheep, before, you know, making sure that she's got food, water, shelter, all of that so that she can give birth to those babies and be successful in that process. So it's making sure that you're tending to those dreams, the beekeeping and the winter wheat, you know, and stuff like that. So all of it, this period is so important, but it does get very, there's just so much energy to it.
And you know why that energy is so at a peak right now? It's because we are heading into the fire horse year. Like we have gone from this past year in the more Eastern tradition of Chinese astrology was the snake, which is all about shedding and preparing and healing and those kind of things. It's very slow movement. Feels a lot like this, like February feels in the nature cycle and Imbolc. But here's the thing. On February 17th, we are going to hit the year of the fire horse. We're going to hit the year of the horse and then the added element of fire. And that is all about motion. And I was at a presentation recently where I got to talk with a feng shui person who is very educated about the year of the fire horse. And she was telling me that this season, it's as late as it can get. Like the Chinese New Year, the season shift is always under the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius actually ends on February the 18th. So it is literally almost to the very end of when the snake lasted really a long time before we hit the ground running with the horse. And of course, this is a big year for me. Not only am I a horse, I am also a fire horse. So this is my 60th trip around the sun. So I'm hitting a whole new decade and the return of this energy. And fire horse energy has not always been appreciated, especially when women imbue it. Because as a matter of fact, I've read stories online about how little girls in the Eastern traditions this is not a good sign for them to be born under. They consider them very unruly and not good marriage material, which I guess I embody that, so I'm good with it. I'm totally okay with it. Apparently, that'll explain some things. But yeah, fire horse energy, it doesn't like confinement. It is historically viewed as powerful and disruptive and catalytic. It comes in with intensity and independence and motion. And that kind of feels like what we were just talking about in getting prepared for what is going to happen in the spring, because it feels like you're standing there waiting to get on the roller coaster and you see the roller coaster pulling up to the thing and the little guy is going to come along in a moment and open up the little lids so that you can get into your seat and go for the ride that is spring and that is going to be the fire horse. And I do want to say, getting the privilege to work with horses in both a magical and a therapeutic way with the Gestalt training that I have, a few lessons I think horses give us are that movement does create clarity. Like horses have to move their feet to think. If a horse is standing super still, that contemplation a lot of times is representing stuck energy versus processing energy. Horses process while they're going. And that's a survival technique for them. That's how they survive, is that they think on their feet literally as they're moving. And that's what I think this year's energy is going to ask us to do, is to do some thinking on our feet. Horses also regulate through motion. It's where they work out their fear or their anxiety. And I think that's another thing that I think humans are going to have a little bit of a struggle with, because it's a harder energy to kind of wrap your head around, because we're all told, our language and our culture says, slow down, think about it. That's how we've been taught to regulate. And yet this coming year is going to ask us to do it while we are in motion. And when energy rises and we stay still, our anxiety can spike. And sure, that tells me that this is going to be a year where we have to do some thinking and some mindfulness.
I agree. Absolutely. And you're right about our society or our culture is like, slow down, process it, or de-escalate yourself. And sometimes it is very important that we too, not just horses, but humans, move the energy. And a great question to ask ourselves is, what happens if I let this energy move through me instead of managing it? So you yeah, complete the loop, right? So if you're frustrated or angry, you know, instead of de-escalating that, which, yes, okay, important to a point, but there's still that rise of energy. There's that chemical reaction within the body that you have to do something with. And I think moving through that and expressing that energy or that frustration through body movement, whether that's shadow boxing or stomping your feet or, you know, smashing a cube or something like
that. I was just thinking cube work. This is bringing up cube work.
But it is. It's important because that finishes that emotion or that nervous system loop, right?
Yeah.
And we've got to be able to finish that. Horses do it naturally. Dogs do it naturally. Humans were told to do something different many times. And I think the fire horse is saying, honor what you're feeling and act whatever's being activated and process through the whole experience of it.
Absolutely. And a couple of things that came up for me there. You know, men are not always encouraged to be still. Men a lot of times are encouraged to go ahead and express their anger in particular.
Sure.
And so Vicky and I just mentioned cube work because I hadn't even thought about it with this, but that's exactly what this calls for, I think, is some cube work. And in our Gestalt training, we learned a technique called cube work from our mentor, Melissa Pierce at Touched by a Horse. Is basically taking this cube, and we have safety measures to help you get through it, but it is moving stuck energy, especially from women and especially where it is anger that has gotten stuck inside of you, and it is moving that energy out. And it is cathartic. It moves it's just what horses do, right? It's they move. And I have this feeling in my body about those times when I've angry cleaned. Is it time? I'm an angry cleaner.
But that's movement.
But
that
that's
movement.
Right? Yes. It's building up the sweat. It's like really pushing your body to the absolute limit so that it lets go of that tension. And I know for me, cube work scared the bejesus out of me for a little while. And but over time, and I know Vicky, you have been an inspiration in your cube work because I've witnessed some of yours. You are a cube work master.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. But it's important. And I think that's the thing about February too, right? So we start with Imbolc energy, which is all about kind of a pause and recognizing the energy that's building. And then we end the month in Fire Horse, which is all about motion. And so I think it's going to be natural for February to feel kind of a little wonky a little bit because we are transitioning from two very different states of being.
Yeah, it's going to feel a little bit like we're being pulled in two directions for a moment.
Yeah,
it is. It's definitely going to feel that way. So we do have some practical magic to offer you for this time of year. So the question that I want to pose is, what small flame do you need to be tending before everything goes ablaze? Fire Horse, before the Fire Horse runs through your life and sets you on fire and into motion. So fire in a good way, by the way. It's not fire in a bad way. It's being fired up. It's being, you know, that I'm fired up and ready to go.
It's creative.
It's creative. It's also that releasing of anything that no longer serves you, because fire does not suffer stupidity or obstacles. It just goes right on through them. So it's all of those things. And this time of year, especially over the next week or so, is as you're listening to this in as this first part of February, is thinking, what do I need to be tending so that I do not get consumed in this fire, that I am here and ready to go and forge things that move forward in my life versus being consumed or burned out by it?
Sure. That's a great question. And it really creates a bunch of awareness that gives you practical things to do, right? You really get to notice where it is in your life that you need to sort out. And one of those ties directly into my question, and that is, where in my body, or what does my body want to move energy? How does it want to move energy right now? And the awareness of what flames do I need tending, that spending time with that and getting some clarity around that, and then tying it back to mindfulness or really, you know, your mind, body, and spirit, then opens up for that question of, you know, where in your body, how does your body want to move this energy? Is it quieter energy, like an ember flame, or, you know, a soft flame? Or is it really a wildfire that you're ready to launch in a big way?
Is the latter this year. I definitely am ready to get on the fire horse, and I don't need a bridle or a saddle. I'm ready to go, but I'm ready to just roll with it.
And I think that's great because it is it's your sign, right? It's kind of the embodiment of who you are and being supported energetically through this year's energy. It's a beautiful thing. For me, I am not a fire horse sign. And so I'm very aware that this energy, this fire and speed and mobility, is going to be very triggering for me.
Challenging.
Yeah. And so that I have to take some care around the activities that I do to stay grounded in the moment, even while, quote, the flames are all around me. It is. And that comes through just the awareness and the slowing down from the beginning of the month and the Imbolc phase of this month, where I really do pay attention to my thoughts and my body and my energy levels.
So interesting sidebar that goes back to nature, that's kind of a metaphor. It, you know, here on the ranch, we do set fires on purpose to burn off old growth so that new growth can come in. But when we are going to set a fire and we know that fire is going to be present with us, we create fire breaks. We create places where we have trimmed the grass really low, where we've removed anything that can be fuel, and actually create a break so that that fire doesn't get out of control if it burns really hot and really fast. And what I kind of thought of as you were saying that is that would be an outstanding practice for you to do, is to look at your life and see where there is errant tender that could burst into flames and create fire breaks or boundaries around that so that you don't get burned up or the fire doesn't go outside of the area that you need it to be contained in. And I think that would be, as a metaphorical practice, maybe sit with that. And it'd be a really cool hypnosis script too. One of us ought to do that.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, because it doesn't, you know, movement doesn't have to be reckless. And that's what you're saying exactly, is putting in those fire breaks and making sure that it's very intentional, your movement, or obviously with the burning there on the ranch, you're intentionally burning just this spot. And you're saying it's not going to go, you're forming the container, which is a boundary. And that is, that so beautifully really mirrors what we need to be doing as humans too. With this energy, is making sure that we have our container set and that we know where our boundaries are and that we're very intentional with this very rapid energy that is coming in. Yeah.
So, yes, it's all about safety within movement, which is important.
Yeah, for sure.
And awesome. Well, folks out there, just hear this. Sometimes magic is just understanding what season you're actually in and how you can exist and thrive in that season intentionally and with awareness.